So tell me a little bit about why you wanted to be on the Juno Assembly.
Well, friends of mine encouraged me. I hadn't really thought about it until fairly recently, but I had some friends that got together with me and we talked it through, and I talked to my husband, and I felt like I was a good person for the position because I have a lot of time and I really have the energy to put into looking at all of the issues, which I find to be very interesting. There's a huge variety of issues that we have to tackle, and I feel like I have a lot of good life experience, and I enjoy Juno. I know a lot about the different aspects of Juno, the facilities, the people, and the outdoors.
And I think I saw that you'd been in Juno for 20 years. Is that right?
Right. It'll be 20 years in June that we'll have lived in Juno. My husband and I moved here with our two little boys, and they're 21 and 22 now. So we raised them here.
So let's talk a little bit about your experience. I've heard that you're very involved with education. You're very involved with community volunteering. How do you want to kind of take that life experience and bring it to your assembly seat?
I've actually worked at all of the levels in Juno, all of the different grade levels in Juno. I worked from preschool all the way through high school as a paraeducator. So I had that experience. And then because both of my boys were in school here in Juno all of those years, I volunteered at every level, whatever level they were in. I know firsthand that we need to keep funding education to the max. We have to keep our kids in school, and we have to do everything we can to help them get a good education and to finish school. And let me say that I'm also very much in support of education for young children. At the preschool level, we really need to make sure that we get our kids in there and get them a good start in a good, healthy environment. And that early reading program is especially important in the mix.
And there's a lot of pressing issues in Juno right now: housing, homelessness, a growing opioid problem, and also guidelines for marijuana businesses. With your time on the assembly, I'm wondering, what things do you hope to focus on?
Well, we have to focus on all of them as assembly members, but there are some very, very serious issues. The opioid problem is terrible, and there are groups that are addressing that right now. I'll always be in support of finding ways that we can help our kids stay away from drugs and help the young adults, anybody who does become addicted, help them with the best resources that we have. And I think we have a need to grow those resources too. We really need to get people help here in Juno as soon as we can. We can't be just taking people who have very, very serious issues and shipping them out. I think we need to address them here, and we need to have the facilities and the funding available for that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of treatment options in Juno, and there has been some discussion that Juno needs more.
Juno needs more. That's something I definitely agree with.
And so what would people be surprised to learn about you?
I think people would be surprised to learn that I love baking and I love eating sweets, because especially in my triathlon coaching business, I'm always promoting clean eating, trying to integrate the best foods that you can into your diet. But one of my favorite things is roasted marshmallows.
Yum. So it's okay to have a little bit of junk food once in a while.
I think it's okay once in a while. Yep.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.